Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Look, yesterday was Iron Chef Thursday. I had churros on the menu. If you want to see how I went, you can go to our Instagram, HitGV. It's all up there. It was great. You were the taste tester. How'd you find them?
Oh, it was heavenly. Like, I strongly recommend heading to our Instagram page right now, watching you cook it on an iron. I ate a lot.
You ate a lot. I actually was getting concerned at how quick you were knocking them back and the amount you ate, because I made a whole batch for everyone, but it ended up just being for you.
Yeah, because I ate them all. after the show, like, we wrapped up at 9, I polished them off. So you know me with a sweet tooth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the chocolate. Yeah, it's... You just kept going. And you can witness Josiah eating if you go to our Instagram.
Is it up there, is it?
It is up there. And we actually received a message from Chris yesterday who noticed something that you were doing in the video while eating.
G'day, Chris.
And that is you double dipped.
Yeah?
You double dipped the churros.
So?
Chris wasn't too happy with that.
Oh, come on, Chris. What's wrong with you, mate? As if you haven't double dipped in your lifetime.
This is true. Now, normally, I don't tend to side with you on things. But it might... I don't think it would shock you. I do double dip.
Are you a double dipper as well?
Yeah. There's people who do double dip out there.
What are you doing? What? Did you just double dip that chip?
Great episode.
Excuse me? You double dipped the chip. Double dipped? What are you talking about? You dipped the chip. You took a bite. And you dipped again, putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
And that's what you did yesterday. But I don't really have a problem with it.
So you were cool, because I thought you would have pulled me up if I had done it, because I kept looking at you going, because I was conscious of it. And when I went for I ate the churros, and then I went for, you want more chocolate
sauce.
Oh,
you always want more chocolate.
And when I was going hard with it, I was like, well, I'm not sharing it with anyone.
Yeah, see, even yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, we had our morning tea, because Lexi, who is joining us at 7:40, was it last day we had a morning tea for it, and there was little quiches and pies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I double dipped.
No, you see, that's where I have a problem with it. In a private scenario, so Chris, mate, mind your own business. I was having it to myself. I'll double dip on my own food. Yeah, but I don't care about you. You know, if I'm alone with my roommate Morgan, or like my best mate, like
people
Chad,
you fart in front of.
Yeah, I would double dip. Okay. Exactly right. Although when I'm in a group scenario, like in front of the work, I would never double dip in front of other people.
I was double dipping.
Even at my parents' house, whenever we're there, Mum always puts out a bit of antipasto plates and whatnot.
A bit of hummus?
Never double dip in front of others.
Oh, seriously?
No, there's coronavirus out there at the moment. There's another reason not to double dip.
Well, I'd love an occasion where I could have an antipasto platter with people to have the chance to offend them double dip.
No visitors at your house. No one's going to be double dipping with friends for a long time.
See, for me, I think there's no issue. I just think I love the dip. I love the sauce, and I want as much as I can
have on my
stick or my carrot. So,
no, I, like I said, I get it. I do it. I just have etiquette in front of other people. Like I said, I didn't realize you were filming for our Instagram account yesterday. Hence why I was double dipping for myself.
Yeah, you were going bonkers.
Do you think most people have an issue with it? I think most people would side with me and say that in front of other people, no, you cannot do it. However, if you're on your own or with someone, like you said, that you're comfortable enough to fart in front of, that's a good way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just... I do it in front of anyone.
If you were at, right, pretend there's an event, right?
Okay.
The council put on an event. They invite us from the radio.
Lovely. Thank you.
You know, the biggest celebrities in town rock up and you're there. There's some carrot and hummus. You eat half your carrot with some hummus on it. Are you going back for another dip in front of the mayor and whatnot?
Do you know what I would do? I'd flip the carrot around. Other end.
Yeah, see, I get it, and people can't question you on it, but you can't do it at a public event, Herbs.
I do it. I love it. Nah. It's the food. I would do it. I think it's fine. I might be alone on this one. Let's throw it out to you, GV. Get involved. Double dipping, yay or nay?
We have a call from Brad in Shepparton this morning. Double dipping, you for or against it, mate?
Oh, definitely for it. Definitely. Yeah.
So you're like Herbie. Even if you're in a public situation, you still would do it?
Oh, without a doubt. No.
Have you ever been pulled up for it, Brad?
Not once. Not once. No. You've got to get as much on as you can, surely.
In a public situation, I tend to, if it's, say, it's a carrot stick, I'll go once and then have a bite, then flip the stick around. Do you use that same technique?
Oh, no, I'm just pretty bold. I'll just go for it again.
Surely, though, Brad, if someone pulled you up for it at an event or something, you'd change your ways, wouldn't you? Or are you just like, who cares?
Well, no, I wouldn't bother. No. Well, what was that one? You're putting your mouth all in it, but who cares? Maybe.
You're the king of double dipping.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate the call. Honestly, it's people like you and Brad that cause things like coronavirus. This is how it spreads.
Well, no. Obviously, you've got to be mindful in this certain climate. But in a normal situation, double dip away, I say. And if we go to our poll again, I mean, a few more have jumped on the no bandwagon, but it's still 60 to 40%.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
People like this dip.
It's a lot of people. And that's why there's a disease spreading around the place at the moment.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.